2009, they had an post about comparing Star Wars The New Hope to Star Wars The Phantom Menace. And people were trying to argue that The Phantom Menace had even better world building because they clearly laid out all of these political issues and all of these, like how the Jedi worked and blah, blah. But in fact, so IO9's article was going back and saying, no, actually, the world building in New Hope was better because it was really subtle and laid in. It just starts in that original crawl of it was a point of civil unrest. And they don't go into this political issue and that political issue and blah, blah. They just throw you right in and they let you see through. Very, very broad or quick strokes what the issues of the world are, and they don't have to stop and say, well, it's the midichlorians that cause blah blah. There's only one line that Ben Kenobi says about, the force is everywhere, like an electrical field inside all of us and interconnects with us. And like that's all you need to know about the force and not midichlorians and blood tests and whatnot. So I liked that. And I think that idea of the novella that is kind of paring out all of that info dumping is actually pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's funny how like there's one fan theory out there about Jar Jar Binks, how he's really like a Sith Lord. And because when you have details like that, people naturally want to try and make sense of it. And if it's somewhat vague, like it's easier to sort of fill in your own ideas. And then if you have something terrible like Jar Jar Binks, like, well, the authors can't be they can't be this bad, right? Like Jar Jar Binks has to make sense somewhere. Like he can't just be a racist toy grab, And so
What?
that, oh yeah, he's Jar Jar Binks. I don't know. I tried to watch this fan cut of like all three of the prequels together, and it was like cutting out all the bad crap and just supposedly being the things that were somewhat good, and it was still really hard to watch. It's just a hard movie to pay attention to for, 3 hours. But then, like one, have you seen the new one yet? Last
The
Jedi.
last today, yeah.
Yeah. So the whole scene with the salt, when the guy like, what is that? We have ice foxes, and we have like another Hoth planet with snow and stuff, and that's all cool. But wait, when they walk, it turns red, like it's bloody. And then we have the scene with the soldier that like reaches down and tastes it. Oh, it's salt. Like,
Yeah.
what?
Like, why would that be the case? Like, I don't know. Just, it's here.
We have to
Yeah, and
explain that.
I think some of like I think some of Star Wars, they get too much into the world building, like especially Darylin, like what you were talking about is the difference between The New Hope and The Phantom Menace. In The New Hope, I think they actually benefited from the fact that there wasn't like we didn't understand microbiology as well at that point, so they're like, it's just magic. The force just works. And then decades later, when we knew a lot more, like we had sequenced the human genome and we're like, we've got DNA and we've got to use it. And then they're like, we can science this up. And I always talk about this like science with an exclamation mark because it might as well be magic the way it's used. It's like, oh no, we'll just throw some science at it and then it'll be amazing. And it feels like that's what they did with the Phantom Menace, that they're like, oh, we have this cool force thing. I know, science. And now it's not a magic thing. It's not like this sort of spiritual force that's out there in the universe, just woo. It's blood tests and all of these things that can kind of be put in little boxes. But Star Wars, it fits into the sci-fi genre in the fact that, it's outer space and all of that sort of stuff. But it's really a fantasy type story. I mean, it's a fantasy story. You could strip everything away from it and plunk all of those characters down in and, make them elves and orcs and things like that, and it would work just as well. So,
Well, I think
you
that's
don't
a
need
great
science.
point to think about from a world building perspective as well, because as an author, you'd like to include things that seem relevant to the modern day. Like we know that DNA exists. We don't maybe at this point we don't actually even recognize the possibilities in DNA, but how do you mention that thing, but be vague enough that someone reading this 60 years from now will still be able to accept that, like, okay, that's like blood magic, that's cool, and not get hung up on the fact that telephones don't work that way anymore, or something like that. Which is a really, I don't know, for like the hard SF that I've been working on, that's something I think about a lot. Like, how do I be vague enough to kind of satisfy the desire to have things that make sense, but not completely hamstring it? Because I think it's really easy to throw people out if they try and like actually make sense of, you know, how that drive system works.